The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Melissa is an energy healer, channel, and writer. Her mentorship allows empaths and heart-centered leaders to embody self-trust, freedom, and pleasure through energy healing and channeling. Her grounded, warm energy creates a sacred space for honest transformation. She channels the precise remedies your soul craves and has a gift for applying spiritual and energetic principles into tangible practices. Melissa finds joy in many simple pleasures, breathing in fresh air while hiking, the soft sounds on a quiet beach day, the freedom of dancing while cooking, and losing track of time. In conversations, all things spiritual and self-development. Welcome, Melissa, to Soulful Valley.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you. You are another author on Intuitive Knowing Her Truth, which is really exciting because it's out in two weeks on Friday, the 19th of March, if I haven't said that enough. And if anyone wants to come and join our launch group, please do. Feel free to pop me a message and I'll send you the link. Melissa, would you like to share a bit about your chapter with us?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. So I titled the chapter An Act of Integrity, and it really weaves together a couple different stories, tracking back to when my grandpa passed away, 6 or 7 years ago. And I just remember being with my grandmother after the fact, and she shared that he was a man of integrity. And at that age, it just struck me, like that comment, her demeanor, her energy, her groundedness in saying that, it just struck me. And I kind of tucked that away in pursuit of what integrity means to me and what that looks like to me and how different people embody that. And so more recently, I've had the opportunity to really dive into that. And so I won't spoil the chapter, but it's about connecting to your intuition and love versus fear, the voice of the ego versus the voice of the soul, and how to discern that within your own being and that it is different for everybody. Just like integrity means different things to different people, your relationship with your intuition is just the same. It's a reminder that we all have an intuition. It's a reminder that our intuition is ever present. It's always with us, not just in these bigger, grander moments, but in every single moment, we have access to this intelligence within us, this guiding light within us. And so how can we begin a more mutual relationship with that, a more loving relationship, and not just call on it when we want an answer to something or feel like, oh, I don't know what to do right now. What's my intuition saying? You know, really using that as a spark toward other decisions.
That's great. Is there a little bit of the chapter that's apart from the connecting with intuition that you want to share with our listeners as well? A little bit about how you've done that in your life, how you've made an intuitive decision, or because it's quite complicated, isn't it, for a lot of people to understand it. I didn't listen to mine for years because logic kept coming in to tell me that I was wrong.
Sure. So. Yeah, Yeah, well, it's really easy to ignore your intuition. I think it's easier to ignore it than to listen to it and to honor it. And my experience largely with society and, you know, family dynamic and structure was to ignore it, to not to honor it, not even to acknowledge it, really. Like, no conversations in my childhood about intuition, or, you know, maybe gut feeling once or twice. But even that has a more structured sound and energy to it. Like, your intuition is this freely flowing thing. And so awareness is always the first step to pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. So noticing, you know, your intuition can come about in multiple ways. And so for me, it's this gut feeling. And when you mention logic, it's actually in large part, it doesn't make sense to the rational mind. I'm trying to think of a time when it did make sense to the rational mind. And there are so many times when I can share an example. Before COVID and we were allowed to drive places and teach yoga in person, I was headed to teach yoga, and I take the same drive every single time. It was comfortable, you know, whatever. As soon as I got in the car to leave, I heard, "Don't take this road." And I was like, "What? I always take this road." And there was this feeling within me, like, there's something to that. But in my mind, I jumped in and said, "Well, no, I always take this road. It's more comfortable. It's the fastest way to get there. Well, how else am I going to write all of these things, all of these questions, these fear-based questions, when I had the gut knowing?" Mm. And so sometimes it's stepping aside and being curious and exploring and saying, "Okay, what do I really have to lose? What if I do explore my intuition's guidance, right? Like, I do have 5 extra minutes to spare. I could use a little curiosity or exploration." I also do think that it's really within the body, rather than, like, it's below the neck. It's in the heart, in the gut. You just feel it in your body versus trying to rationalize something.
And sometimes as well, we can be pulled away from that intuition by other people's opinions about when you share what it is you're going to do that nobody else understands. Everybody else absolutely looks at you like you're absolutely weird, because that is not a rational decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're battling with our own rational mind and with everybody else's opinions around us, aren't we?
Yeah.
But what's been great about this book is that so many of us do understand intuition, and we've had stories where we've come through the other side with our intuition. I think that's great to get that out there. And
that's part of the reason that I wanted to be a part of this book, because, again, growing up, this wasn't a topic of conversation, but I think about my 10-year-old self having access to a book like this, 28 women talking about their intuition. Like, I get chills right now. How powerful is that? And it just takes one person's story, but guess what? You're getting 28 people's stories. So it's really such an honor to be with every single one of these authors and be able to share this with the world.
And where can our listeners find you, Melissa? What's next for you?
Yeah, so I work with women. I work with empaths, highly sensitive people. I like to say the observers and the absorbers of energy. And so we work primarily with energy hygiene. So a lot of intuitive people are also empaths and pick up on the energy around them. So how to cleanse your energy and come back to your own, right? That also helps with discerning the voice of your intuition. We do boundary work and coming to make confident intuitive choices, even though it might still be scary and fear might sneak in. So I'm running another, it's called Energetically Me, and it's an energy hygiene and boundaries course for empaths later this spring. So April, May. Yeah, I'm trying to visualize a calendar in my head. The firm date isn't set, but yeah, you can feel free to contact me on Instagram. My handle is Melissa Melrose with an underscore at the end. So Melissa Melrose underscore. And yeah, I'm happy to have conversation, share resources, whatever it is that can support you in coming back to yourself, coming back to your heart.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Melissa. Thanks so much for sharing today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And I'll see you on the other side of the book launch. Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook, which is linked to my free Facebook support group, where I often drop in with an oracle card and share lots of wisdom in many areas. My website is soulfulvalley.com. It should be live very soon. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.